are flexible working arrangements for women with children, causing resentment among those who don't have children. Researchers here in Britain have found that many of those surveyed thought women who worked flexible hours were less committed than their colleagues.
Working part-time, leaving early to pick up the kids, flexible working is seen as something that can help parents. But it could be having a negative impact. 25,000 women were surveyed. About half of those questioned said that women who worked flexible hours were resented and viewed as less committed by their colleagues. Here's what some people I asked in London thought.
There is some resentment, definitely. I think it's more a case of, like, with younger people in their 20s, you know, they do kind of look at some of my older colleagues and sort of think, well, it's not really that fair. But I think they might change their tune when they're perhaps in their 30s and when they're thinking about kids.
My colleague, when I was leaving, because I'm part-time, mouthed, "I hate you," when I was leaving. And I think that was because I, you know, I do manage to strike a balance.
I passed from 9-to-5 jobs, full-time to freelance.
And so it's not just women with children that want that flexibility?
No, I don't think so.
Jodie Day, who founded the organisation Gateway Women for Women Without Children, said they had legitimate reasons to be resentful.
It's a difficult issue to bring up in the workplace because it's really about fairness and equality and diversity. And if most of the women in the office do have children, there's a sense, there's a kind of dominant sort of groupthink, and it can be quite difficult to get your voice heard if you're the childless one in that situation.
Managers are often very confused about what rights and privileges people have because they're trying to do the right thing, they're worried about what the law says.
And the researchers found that the stigma attached to flexible working could be an obstacle to women's progression. They've called on businesses to do more to change that.
In India, parliamentary elections begin on Monday and continue for an incredible 6 weeks. More than 814 million people are eligible to vote, among them those living in Indian-administered Kashmir. It's a region which reporters rarely visit.
If I say the word Kashmir, a few things may come to mind you may associate with Kashmir. The insurgency, of course, the houseboats on the lake in Srinagar, and for those who love the game of cricket, you may well associate Kashmir with a cricket bat, because the willows that grow here are very good for bats.